Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 3rd of February. Starting off with AFC Energy, where you can see that we're just approaching this late December resistance line at 77 pence. End of day close or a weekly close this week above that could deliver a new leg to the upside, and that May resistance line projection from last year as high as £1.10. That target probably on tap 6 to 8 weeks after any end-of-day close through 77 pence. In terms of the stop loss, the best position at the moment is probably an end-of-day close back below the 50-day moving average as it rises up towards the current share price or the trading area, 58 pence at the moment. And while we're above that, certainly in bull mode for AFC, especially after all the gaps higher that we've had over the course of December. The next situation to look at is one which is has been one of the stocks of the year to date, Argo Blockchain. A bit of strength overnight in Bitcoin, and that's helped the share price, but we need to see an end of day close through that late January resistance at 99 pence. If we can get that over the next few sessions, maybe on a weekly close basis, then it would open up the possibility of a fresh leg to the upside and a target as high as the top of the rising December trend channel that I've drawn there at £1.80. That target could be hit, I suppose, 6 to 8 weeks after any end of day close through 99 pence. So something to watch out for there. In terms of the bull argument, only really back below the the rising trend channel at 80 pence on an end of day close basis, really delaying the upside scenario. A stock which is getting an increasing following is Conduity Capital, increasing and helped today by the breakthrough of the 200-day moving average at 3.17 pence. While we're above that, especially on an end-of-day close basis today, we could see the top of that rising trend channel from October up to 5 pence as soon as the end of next month, and actually with a bit of luck, even by the end of this month. Good update from Dev Clever today, and covered the stock yesterday, but the trigger for a new leg to the upside was promised to be an end-of-day close through 23.5 pence. If we get that today, then we're off towards the top of that rising trend channel from November at 40 pence plus, and that could be seen by or soon as the end of March at this rate. In terms of the support, floor of the channel and the 20-day moving average at 19.75 pence, so that looks like a reasonable support area, and we assume further upside while the shares remain above that particular zone. Stock which I haven't covered for a while, but is back in play at the moment, on a technical basis at least, Deltex Medical, two gaps to the upside. That completes an island reversal, an island bottom for the shares go from mid-January through to the beginning of this month. So very, very strong price action there, charting action. We've got a minimum on the upside, hopefully up to the top of that November trend channel at 2.6 pence. And that could be seen over the next week or so. But the big picture target here, as high as 4 pence plus at the top of that wide trend channel from the end of April last year. And the time frame on that as soon as the end of next month. Stop loss at this stage, probably the easiest place is just below the 20-day moving average around the 1.8, 1.9 pence area. So you've got a reasonable risk reward on the long side at the moment. Looking on to a slightly different sector, we've got European metals just breaking out here through line of resistance from the early part of last month. Gap higher as well, which is normally a decent momentum signal. And the view is that while we're above the 50-day moving average at 57 pence, we could hit the top of that rising October trend channel, or broadening triangle, in fact, up to 100 pence. And the time frame on that, the next 1 to 2 months for European metals holdings. On to gold play, Galantis. Here we've got a nice breakthrough the 200-day moving average. That's rising at 17.75 pence. And so if we can get an end-of-day close above that today or by the end of the week, we're looking towards a broadening May triangle from last year up to 35 pence as the 1 to 2 month time frame target. This stage only back below 15 pence and the 50-day moving average really delaying the upside scenario for Galantis Gold. A stock which is always popular, let's say, is Power Metals. So just wanted to revisit the charting situation here. We've got a rising trend channel from June last year. Support area for the shares just below 2.5 pence, so 2.3 to 2.5 pence. And while we're above that, we're looking for a 1 to 2 month target as high as 4 pence, which is the 2020 resistance line projection. Stock which is also sort of popular with people on the bulletin boards is Serenus Energy. Here we've got a bit of resistance. The intraday high for January, 4.2 pence. So we're looking for an end of day or a weekly close above that. We can get that over the next few days. The target here initially over the next month or so would be up to 6 pence, which is the top of a broadening triangle from the early part of November. Just three stocks to go now. First one is Wood Boys, which I covered, I think, when it was around the 3, 3.5 pence area. We had a bit of a flush out there, down to 2.5 pence and then up for the shares. Could still get up to 5.5 pence, which is the top of that broadening triangle from March last year. And that's valid while we hold above the initial February resistance at 3.85 pence. So looks like there's a bit more to go for that particular stock. Bit of a bear attack today on Zoetic. Worth seeing what kind of level of reaction we've had so far. Actually, it's interesting that we've actually still got a higher high for February versus January and December. So no damage there. What would be nice for the bulls is an end of day close back above the 50-day moving average at 67.5. If we can get that, would actually be look like a decent bear trap rebound. The other level to look at there is that late December, late January support there at 67 pence. So basically, the ideal scenario is above 67 pence. We can still call the shares up towards a pound, which is that August resistance line projection. If you're cautious on the stock, you wait for an end of day close through 77 pence, which is the resistance of the last couple of sessions. But above 67, Zoetic probably out of danger for now. Finishing off with a stock which has been a great performer in recent weeks and looks like it might be ready for a new push to the upside. Zephyr Energy filled the gap to start February, that floor of the gap there at 1.55 pence. And above that, on an end of day close basis, we're looking for the shares to retest last month's resistance at 3.1 pence. Hopefully during February, and then maybe for next month, hit that September resistance line projection up to 4.25 pence as a target there. But the upside here, valid certainly while we hold above the floor of the January gap at 1.55 pence. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.